Progressive Snapshot can save you money based on how you drive and how much you drive. So the safer you drive, the more money you could save. Now, if you didn't hear that because you were yelling at another car while driving, let me say it again.
You need to calm down.
Yelling is just making everyone as stressed out as you are and letting them all know that you definitely aren't trying to save with Progressive Snapshot. And if you did hear it the first time because you weren't yelling at another car, nice work. You'd love Snapshot from Progressive because it rewards safe drivers. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California and North Carolina or from all agents.
Donate and listen to the podcast at WRWL.org.
Okay, folks, I'm going to give you those phone numbers, and then we're going to play a clip. And listen carefully to this. The number is 888-281-1110. Now, the clip is 11 minutes long. We don't want to have to stop in the middle of it and get the phone number out. So please call at 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. It's an 11-minute clip. You'll want to listen. Keep calling so we don't have to stop in the middle of it. Be right back.
Party are in fact responsible for sabotaging our economy and sabotaging our energy industry. It has nothing to do with foreign forces and foreign powers or boogeymen. It has something to do with actual policies that have been in the process now for decades. Now, these policies they put under the nomenclature of climate change or the Green New Deal. They started in the 1970s in Europe, as I pointed out in my book, American Marxism, where professors from all over the world, activists, Marxists, left-wing politicians, they all met and they came up with this notion of climate control as a venue, as a system through which they would push their economic agenda. Their economic agenda, if you read the research and scholarship, which I've done, is economic degrowth. Degrowth the industrial society. Marx hated the industrial society. And he was relatively shocked when he saw, particularly in the latter parts of his life, that in the United States, as our industries grew, as our capitalist system expanded economic activity and prosperity, that rather than the proletariat, the workers rising up and overthrowing the bourgeoisie, the owners and the managers, quite the opposite occurred. That is, the lifestyle for most people went up. We created this vast middle class, which is the heart and soul of America and the American system. It's the opposite of what Marx intended. And the leftists have been fighting this ever since, for the last 100 years, and now it's come to a head. And in the Biden administration, he has the most radical appointees in these department heads, in the bureaucracy, in every unit and office and division in the federal government in American history. And they are abiding by this half-century-old degrowth movement. They can call it whatever they want, but that's exactly what it is. It is a war on capitalism. And you know what? It's working. It's not Putin. It's not the world economy. It is Biden and the Biden administration and the Democrats who have embraced every syllable of this propaganda. Now, let's walk through this. Relax. Let's take some steps together here. As Fox has pointed out, on January 20, 2021, the first day in office, Biden's first actions, among them, was to revoke approval for the Keystone XL pipeline, impose a moratorium on oil and gas leasing on federal lands and in federal waters. Roughly 25% of U.S. production comes from federal areas. The Keystone XL cancellation confirmed to many policy watchers Biden's willingness to use one of climate activists' favorite tactics, blocking midstream pipelines to restrict upstream production. The moves were part of Biden's broader climate agenda target to reduce greenhouse gases. Now, what are greenhouse gases? A greenhouse gas is poison. It sounds so ominous. No, greenhouse gases are in the atmosphere. You ever drive by one of these sort of glass buildings and they create a greenhouse gas environment so they can grow plants during the winter or during a harsh season? Those are greenhouses, right? That's greenhouse gas. Carbon dioxide, that's what they focus on. The vast majority of the greenhouse gases are condensation, water. Carbon dioxide represents, well, let me give you an example. You have a stadium of 10,000 seats, four seats. four seats, almost no pollution, when you really think about it, as a result of carbon dioxide. And what else? Without carbon dioxide, we die. Carbon dioxide is not a pollutant. The federal government doesn't even have regulatory authority to regulate it. It's not a pollutant. What is it? It is oxygen for plants. In essence, plants use carbon dioxide to create oxygen for you and me. Remember, we used to like the Amazon. We used to like trees. We used to like all those things. Well, they suck up our carbon dioxide and push out oxygen. But let's go on. February 26, 2021. Biden updates the social cost of greenhouse gas emissions, dramatically altering the way the U.S. government calculates the real-world costs of climate change. June 1, 2021, Biden proposed eliminating a slew of tax benefits for oil, gas, coal producers in favor of electric vehicles and other low-carbon energy alternatives as part of his $6 trillion budget for the next fiscal year. If you buy an automobile, a very, very expensive automobile, even a Rolls-Royce, and they have electric features to it, you get a $7,500 tax break. It's sick. November 17, 2021, Biden sent a letter to Federal Trade Commission Chair Lina Khan encouraging an investigation to oil gas companies and retail gasoline prices. March 12, 2022, congressional Democrats proposed to tax top U.S. oil producers and importers and direct the collected money to Americans. March 21, 2022, Biden's SEC proposes landmark climate rules, which it has no authority to propose at all. And then we have the Environmental, Social, and Governance Standards, ESG, pushed by the SEC, which has no authority, statutory authority whatsoever, to push the leftist agenda on every company in America that reports to the SEC as part of their auditing requirements. Now, Fox was actually very kind in the way they talked about the Biden administration, in a sense. They had those issues. But here's AFP. They have 25 steps the Biden administration has taken to smother energy production, investment, and development. You can look it up yourself. And it includes everything from adopting new EPA oil and gas rules to restricting or impeding energy projects, rejoining the Paris Agreement, appointing unaccountable energy regulators, forcing states to restrict driving, raising the price of cars and trucks, instituting a new policy on carbon taxes in organized wholesale electricity markets, raising the prices of common household necessities as a result, stifling energy innovation, altering regulatory cost analyses, imposing new costs on power generation, impeding American exports, raising taxes across the board, and, of course, fueling the fire for future regulation and the lack of future investment. Another expert, U.S. natural gas prices in the Northeast face more upward pressure amid Russia's war on Ukraine because there's insufficient pipeline infrastructure for the Northeast to get its natural gas from Pennsylvania, of which there is a ton, to the Northeast because the pipeline construction has been halted. So we're sending oil and gas to China, to India, all over the world, but we can't get it from Pennsylvania to New England in an efficient way. Even more, the GOP study committee, here's 81 things that the Biden administration has done that it proposes in the future or is doing now to sabotage energy production in this country and the price of fuel in this country. It is a disastrous disgrace. They are sabotaging American industry and stealing from your pocketbooks. But they talk about electricity all the time. What are they doing about electricity? Well, according to another expert, Americans can expect to see electricity shortages this summer as traditional power plants are being retired more quickly than they can be replaced by renewable energy. And the required battery storage, the electric grid's independent system operators warn, power grids are straining as conventional power plants fueled by coal and nuclear are being retired for intermittent forms of energy, such as wind and solar power. They need the backup of traditional plants or battery storage. Where does that come from? Wind and solar farms cannot produce electricity 24/7 as Americans demand it and need expensive and large batteries to store their output for later use. And while some battery storage capacity is being added, independent grid operators have warned that the rate of the additions may not be fast enough to offset the closures. Further exacerbating the problem is the push by the Biden administration in many blue states to electrify home heating and cooking and electric cars and on and on and on. Biden and other world leaders believe that there's too much fossil fuel generating and not enough wind and solar power, and that one can easily transition to net zero carbon, which is not a pollutant, by building wind and solar farms and having them replace existing fossil fuel generators. Pure fantasy, since these renewable generators need a reliable backup. The belief is that battery storage can do the job, but when no wind is blowing and no sun is shining, there will be no excess power to put the batteries into the batteries for later use. Plus, the cost of battery storage is extremely expensive. Alternatives of reaching net zero carbon by expanding nuclear power has been made impracticable by regulatory obstruction, and locations for hydroelectric capacity have been mostly developed. The only option that remains is generation from wind and solar facilities. Now, they've had extensive government subsidies over decades, tax benefits, state mandates, and yet they represent a total of 12% of our energy capacity. Independent system operators are warning that America can expect electricity shortages. Those shortages are caused by the reckless move of transitioning the country to wind and solar power and retiring existing conventional generating technologies. We're not ready for this. We're not ready for this at all. And later in the program, I want to focus in on inflation. Joe Biden says inflation, the economies all over the world are having a problem. Our core inflation rate is higher than almost every core inflation rate in the developed world. When you spend like drunken Marxists, the consequences are massive inflation. And now what the Fed understands is they have to put the brakes on the economy. You know what that's called? That's not just called a recession. That's called stagflation. That's called you getting poorer, products getting more expensive, more difficult for you to meet your monthly budgets. That is how you destroy a country. So let me be abundantly clear. This has nothing to do with Russia invading Ukraine. It has nothing to do with Saudi Arabia. It has nothing to do with anything but Joe Biden, the Democrat Congress, and their radicals. And you know what their plan is to fix the energy situation? They have no plan. How can they? They broke the system, and they have no intention of fixing it.
We're back, right? Okay. All righty, we're back. Okay, phone lines are open at 888-281-1. You know what? During the entire thing, not one call came in here. You know, and we said for 11 minutes we went without a call, folks. We can't do this. 888-281-1110. We have approximately 30. Right now we have about 37 minutes left in tonight's program, and we need, what, 4,700 yet. So we have 37 minutes, and we need 4,700. 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. Here, Joe, I got a couple things I want to hit real fast. Bombshell undercut the big lie. 21 confirmed illegalities, irregularities from 2020 election. Now, Illinois' governor drops vaccine and testing mandates. It's another big story here. Now, let me just hit these real fast. With each passing day, new irregularities and security vulnerabilities and illegalities are being unmasked by bombshell revelations from the courts, legislators, and other investigative bodies, even the FBI and Homeland Security Department. The latest came last week when the Wisconsin Supreme Court declared the state election regulators had no legal authority to allow voters to cast ballots in mobile drop boxes, a jaw-dropping decision that invalidated the way tens of thousands of voters, many of them Democrats, cast their ballots. From Phoenix to Detroit and to Madison to Austin, there are now nearly two dozen credible confirmations of problems that undercut the claims of bureaucrats, journalists, and Democrats that the November 2020 general election was perfect. In fact, it was quite imperfect. Right. Okay, so I'm just going to hit them fast, Joe. Illegal ballot drop boxes. They were illegal. 570 illegal ballot drop boxes in Wisconsin. Now, here you go. Let me go to the next one. Well, I just missed one. How did I miss one? Okay, two. Foreign intrusion. Federal authorities have confirmed that the election system stole 100,000 voter registrations and used the data to carry out a cyber intimidation campaign that targeted GOP members of Congress. Trump campaign officials, there you go. Now, number three, the laptop lie. More than 50 national security experts, countless news organizations, and large social media firms falsely told American voters in the fall of 2020 that Hunter Biden's laptop was damning revelations about Biden family corruption was Russian disinformation. That was a lie told by the liberal lying media, a lie told by the fake news media. Now,
and they said it changed enough votes that that alone would have swung the election to Trump. Right there. If that had not, if they had told the truth, Trump would be the president of the United States.
Absolutely. Well, he still is the legitimate president.
Well, I mean,
Donald Trump is the legitimate president. And anyone and everyone that says he's not is a liar. There's not a bit of truth in him. And all that fake news media. Now, here, Sylvia in South Dakota pledges 100. Deacon John and pledges 100. Harold in Illinois pledges 250 in honor of John Holman. And Anonymous in Barberton pledges 35. A few folks out there in Illinois, I have to find out because we've been getting calls from people telling us that we were not on the air in Illinois and that station both Thursday and Friday. We got a number of calls from people telling us. So, okay, so we're on the air tonight, but we were not on the air Thursday and Friday there, and we're looking into that now. So that puts us down to about, let me see, where does that put us down to? Probably about 4,200 left. Wait a minute. Here comes little Lisa. Right. She's got the paper. Okay. So now that puts us down to, okay, $4,270. And right now we've got about 30 minutes to get $4,270. Okay, we need some deep pockets out there. We need to stay on the air so we can keep fighting this fight. And this winter is going to be, folks, we've been telling you to stock up on food, stock up on ammo, folks, get prepared. Now, let me get back to this here. An illegal ballot harvesting in Wisconsin. We knew all about that. Ballot harvesting probe in the Peach State, Georgia. Boy, were there a lot. We have an article, about 100,000 vote ballots in Georgia. Really bad out in Georgia. Raffinger said he is planning to issue subpoenas to identify a whistleblower who admitted he engaged in the operation, and there could be prosecutions. So the True the Vote Election Integrity Group says in a informal state complaint that the man identified as John Doe admitted his role in identifying nonprofits who funded it at $10 per ballot.
Right.
And they found that they had 240 people out there getting $10 for illegal ballots.
And they said it was, you know, thousands and thousands, probably a couple hundred thousand in that state.
And bad voter signatures in Maricopa County. By the way, the Senate there tried to pass legislation in Arizona to do the same thing, to make these drop boxes illegal, but they were I guess there was a bad judge, one of those that intervened and overruled that. But anyhow, folks, 200,000 ballots, 200,000, 200,000 ballots with signatures that did not match the voter files were counted without even being reviewed. More than eight times the number that the county acknowledged. 50,000 Arizona ballots called into question. Okay, foreign voters found out in Texas rolls. An audit of Texas voter rolls identified 12,000 non-citizens illegally voting. Foreign voters found in Georgia rolls. 2,000 foreigners who tried to register, okay? Remember, Raffensperger says it was a perfect election. There was none of that, right?
Mm-hmm. It was perfect for fraud.
Absolutely.
Perfect for fraud. That's exactly what it was.
And then you had more non-citizen voters. The Gableman investigation in Wisconsin also found non-citizens who made it into the state voters' rolls in violation of state laws. Election machine vulnerabilities. Immediately after the November 2020 elections, U.S. Cyber Security and Infrastructure Security Agency declared there was no hacking or machine. Yeah, vulnerabilities, sure they did, yeah. The Iran hacking case put that lie to the first claim. And last month, the Homeland Security Agency emitted a new report that the popular Dominion democracy, right?
Democracy, sweet image, yeah.
And then you go on. We still had more and more and more nursing home.
Nine vulnerabilities, which made it, they could put all kinds of malicious code on the machines. And they have no way of knowing how many of those happened, but there were all those vulnerabilities that they claimed were perfect. So we know that that was a total lie.
Where's Brett Baer at, okay?
Yeah,
where's Chris Wallace? Where's all of these people that came out and said there was no evidence of any voter election fraud, right?
Right. Well, they're crickets. That's, you know, they're little crickets. They're quiet.
And they knew all along, right? They went along.
Right.
They went. Remember, if we all say the same thing at the same time, the people will believe us.
People will believe it.
Yep. All right, Jeff in Philly pledges 60. Thank you, Jeff. Shad in Brooklyn pledges 60. That's what? Shao. Shao in Brooklyn pledges 60. Thank you, Shao. All right, folks, we've got now, we have got approximately 25 minutes. We've got approximately 25 minutes left. We need to hear from you. 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. Nurse Conley, tell us, what do you have there?
Well, basically, as of July 11th, there's headlines that say that highly sensitive DOJ January 6 documents have been leaked out by an FBI infiltrator. He infiltrated the Proud Boys, and that the FBI actually run the operation related to January 6th, that the Proud Boys are innocent. There were no overt threats of violence. Not only that, but the informant also testified to the FBI that the Proud Boys planned to come to Washington, D.C. to risk their own safety to protect the average Trump supporters from Antifa attacks so the MAGA people could enjoy the day and get back to their hotels safely. This whistleblower also stated that the Proud Boys were not involved in, nor did they conspire, to break in across the barriers at the Capitol building, that it was not organized. They basically were telling, the crowd was shouting, stop the vote. No one from the Kansas City Proud Boys were involved with the battery of a law enforcement officer, nor did anyone damage property in the Capitol building. However, they are being prosecuted as if they did all of this.
Right.
The other piece to this is the fact that the leaked documents are not being were not recognized by the January so-called 6th committee to review that. The Proud Boys did enter the Capitol building simply to help de-escalate the Trump supporters and law enforcement They told people to stop acting like anarchists and leave, told the people to start bagging trash from where the trash cans were thrown at law enforcement, along with a woman who was saying the same thing to protesters. They told the protesters to stop at the doors of the House of Representatives, that their voices had been heard, and it was time to go. One of the law enforcement officers in the building gave a thumbs up to the Kansas City Proud Boys as they were trying to clear the area of people trying to fight with law enforcement. So these Proud Boys are being held, and all they were doing was trying to be good patriots.
Well, you know, let me tell you what's happening there in Washington, D.C. A very, very corrupt mayor, Bowser, Muriel Bowser, very corrupt. You know, she did not want, when President Trump wanted to send in the troops and to make sure there was none of this, no, you can't do it. We got a plan, and our plan is a false flag operation. We've got the fake news media in our pocket. Whatever lie we tell them to tell, they will tell that lie, and they do it very well, right? And so now here, Mayor Muriel Bowser in D.C. said she wants the Biden regime to stop the aliens being bused from Texas to D.C. She don't want all those illegal aliens coming in D.C. Send them someplace else. We don't want them here. Send them someplace else, she says. So Texas began dispatching buses to the southern border, transport the illegal immigrants to Washington, D.C. And so here now, they said they're being tricked.
To do that.
They're being tricked. That's what's...
Take those illegals that were sent to their state, put them on another bus, and send them to D.C. It would really help.
Every state needs to send them to D.C., every single state, okay?
Amen.
So Governor Greg Abbott announced at a press conference in April that his state will send charter buses to illegal immigrants, and they're saying those poor illegal immigrants, the ones, the terrorists and all of them, they're being fooled. They're being tricked. They don't know they're going to D.C. They don't want to go there and be around all them Democrats.
I saw they were out there, or there was a newscast where they were asking them if they would like to go to D.C., and they only took the ones that said, yes, they'd like to go to D.C. They even filmed it, you know, like Bill Clinton said, who are you going to believe, you know, the government or your own lying eyes?
There you go. A lot of these, those illegals, especially the criminals, the ones they don't want to go to D.C. They say it's too corrupt there. So, right, I mean, you know. I mean, those are real corrupt people there now.
Yeah, real corrupt. Hey, okay. I've got to jump in.
Wait a minute. Quick. First, Janet in Minnesota pledges 70. Rochelle in Portland pledges 100. Thank you, Janet. Thank you, Rochelle.
We were talking about that January 6th. They got caught in all these lies. Well, there's a Democrat senator, and it's Heidi Heitkamp from North Dakota. She basically says, no, they don't have the evidence yet. There's no evidence of the Trump conspiracy, and she admitted it. But Adam Kissinger, Kinzinger, says that the January 6th hearings are not winding down, and we might have to stretch them past the midterms.
Okay.
According to the new news report out. So they're going to carry this on past the election until people believe that Trump's a criminal.
Well, let me just tell you what people believe. People believe that committee is called the Liars Club. Right. That's the real name, and it's being referred to as the Liars Club around the country for a very good reason. You know what? I can tell you this. Right now, I've watched that, if we tried to prove that anyone on that committee, if we try to take them to court and prove that they at any time in their life told the truth, we would not be able to do it. We would not be able to prove one time that they told the truth. That's what you got on that Liars Club and committee. Now, if my dream would be to get in there and lock the doors behind me where they couldn't get out. And let me just preach the word of God to those people until their hair caught on fire, because that's what they need. Those people are going to be in the fire. Those are liars. Those are criminals. Those are the most wicked people. They know it, and they need to repent. They're either going to, and they need to learn not to burn, because if unless they repent, God has said they're going to spend eternity in a burning lake of fire.
Well, here's how safe they are. Do you remember Dr. Deborah Bick Burks? Remember?
Yeah, well, hang on. We're going to be talking about her. Be back right after this.
Sin is a burning thing. It has a deadly sting. Pleasure is a burning desire, but it will take you to the lake of fire. Don't fall into that burning lake of fire. You go down, down, down. The flames, they'll burn higher. And you'll burn, burn, burn. That lake of fire. That lake of fire. Don't fall into that burning lake of fire. You go down, down, down. The flames, they'll burn higher. And you'll burn, burn, burn. That lake of fire. That lake of fire. Christ is a saving king. He'll keep you from that sting. Sin is a burning desire. Don't fall into that burning lake of fire. You go down, down, down. The flames, they'll burn higher. And you'll burn, burn, burn. That lake of fire. That lake of fire.
You hear that, Nancy Pelosi?
Don't fall into that burning lake of fire. You'll go down, down, down. The flames, they'll burn higher. You'll burn, burn, burn.
Billy Biden.
That lake of fire. That lake of fire.
I was made famous for singing that song to a bunch of witches, and they charged me. They charged me with terrorizing them for singing. Yeah, yeah. Oh well, okay. Where are we at now? We have. Okay, let me see here.
You mean you can charge people for telling the truth now?
Oh yeah.
It's a crime, right? It's a crime to tell the truth.
Yep, it is. No, here's where we're at. We are at 3,700. So we need three. Wait a minute. Is that three? Yeah.
Yes.
3,700. We need 3,700. So we've got about 17 minutes to get 3,700. 17 minutes. 17. I'll tell you what. We're going to cut that down. Doers of the Word Church will pledge 1,000. I'm going to pledge 1,000. 1,000 doers of the Word. Okay. We need a match. I'm going to ask for some matching. Somebody out there will match that. I need a couple people to match that 1,000 out there listening to us. If you like that song.
If they don't want you to sing it.
Yeah. Maybe I should sing some more to Joey Biden and Nancy Pelosi. Yeah, yeah. I sang that to witches.
If you could make them listen, that would be the right thing.
Well, you know, that's what we're trying to do. Here you go. Nurse Conley, what do you have there?
Dr. Deborah Burks, who was the White House Coronavirus Response Coordinator for President Trump, has launched a book about her one-person attack on our form of government and our economy under the guise of saving us from the Wuhan virus. It's been on a couple of months, but it's now attracting attention. The book is called Silent Invasion, and it reads like a how-to guide in subverting a democratic superpower from within. According to Tucker Carlson, Burks had no basis for coming up with the numbers that she did. The fact that we could only have 10 people at gatherings, you know, 14 days to halt the spread. These were arbitrary numbers that she came up with. Also, She tossed Dr. Fauci under the bus. He needs to be under more than one, because the COVID came right out of a box ready to infect and was made in China. The reviewer says reading her book is a very painful experience simply because it seems to be weaving fables on page after page, strewn with bromides, completely lacking in self-awareness, punctuated by revealing comments that make the opposite point of what she is seeking. Reading it is truly a surreal experience and astonishing, especially because she's able to maintain her delusional pose for 525 pages. Now, what we didn't know was the fact that she despised Dr. Scott Atlas, who did his own book about the plague upon our house. She said that she argued that it was dangerous because people don't even know they're sick, and she basically would be screaming at Dr. Atlas because he was resisting some of what she was attempting to do, and the coronavirus task force overruled him. All the advice from the task force to the states came from Dr. Birx. I remember the governors talking about them getting an update every Friday on a weekly basis, and it came directly from her. And all the written recommendations, what to do on their states, came directly from her. She deliberately deceived and lied to President Trump and his advisors. So we're talking about an evil woman doing evil things and making up stuff to basically push her own personal agenda.
Okay,
in other words, you can write a book and confess that you are a liar, that you go against your boss, and yet you can write a book and make money by admitting you're a liar and a deceiver.
Correct, and the fake media is praising the book now.
Oh, yeah,
they
would.
In the book.
Yeah, they would. Now, here's something, Joe, too, because Joey Biden just said today, that this country is going to soon realize the power of the American woman right now. You know what? Listen, first of all, Joe, we're way far out ahead of every single liberal elite in the country, and I'll tell you why that is. I know what a woman is. I got two of them sitting right here. I knew the first time I saw them that they were women. I never had a doubt, okay?
Didn't have to ask them what they, view themselves as?
No, I didn't. And all I had to do when I just said, "Look here, woman," right? Because I knew they were women, okay. And so now we have women, and they agree with Joe Biden. He's about to find out about the power of the American woman. What do you ladies have to say?
Well, bottom line is there's nothing more deliberate, on target, and like a dog with a bone, other than a woman who is on a mission. And you're going after my kids.
There you go. What do you have to say about that, Stevie?
Yeah, that's the truth.
Get fired up. Get fired up, girl. All right, here you go. Linda, listen, Andrea in Illinois, she matched one half of my $1,000 pledge. She pledges $500. Thank you, Andrea. Okay, now I'm looking for someone to match Andrea. Can we get someone to match Andrea out there? And then Lulu in Vista, California, pledges $75. Thank you, Lulu. And so can we get someone to match, first of all, match my 1,000, Andrea's 500, or Lulu's 75? We have 11 minutes left. 11 minutes left before, Joe, you have to give the invitation tonight. Are you ready for that?
All right. I'm ready.
Okay. So you got 11 minutes left. Now, listen to this. Former business partner of Hunter, personal attorney, is now over the DOJ's criminal division. That's like putting Al Capone in charge of the FBI trying to stop.
Yeah, okay. That's pretty close.
Yeah, ironically, despite ample evidence of crimes on Hunter's laptop, Hunter goes free. Can you imagine that? He makes sure this guy, you talk about dirty cops. I mean, unbelievable, the JOD, Department, or DOJ, Department of Jerks out there. It should be the Department of Judas betraying. They have betrayed America. They betrayed us every single day. They are so corrupt, so very corrupt, and they're just filled from top to bottom. I had called there. Remember, Joe, remember a couple of years ago when I called there, and I talked to those attorneys. They had hundreds of attorneys, and I asked them, do you know of any Christians work there at all? Hundreds of them, right? And the guy that I talked to said, well, you know, let me see. If I'll find out for you, okay? And he says, wait. So he talked to some, and he asked, he said, we're waiting right now. We have people asking here if they know of any Christians that work in the department, okay? Come back and said, we've asked numbers and numbers, and nobody here knows of any Christians that work at the Department of Justice. There you go, Joe.
Now, the other thing that I came across was another statistic in that there are over 1,100 lobbyists that lobby our legislators in Washington, and there is $2.9 billion spent. And the insurance companies are basically the decision makers related to health care in the United States up to this point, not the doctors.
Well, the insurance companies are telling you that the increase in deaths are up 40%. And when we talked, we last week we played some clips on those that build coffins. And they said for adults they were over 40%, but for children, the amount of children coffins were five times the normal. Five times. There you go.
Sad. You were talking about they couldn't find the Christians. I'm thinking if you look through, the Federal Reserve employs over 400 PhDs, and yet they've gotten it wrong for the past 3 years. Think about that. Paul Krugman, remember the Nobel Prize winner back in April, and he said the annual rate of inflation will be coming down, and of course we know what happened there. Janet Yellen, you know, who pushed the spending, told us that we definitely weren't going to have a recession, that everything was transitory, so she's in charge. And if you look, the experts at the FDA, they have messed up how many times? You know, there was no baby formula because of how they handle a situation that should have been taken care of in a week or two. The FDA and all the problems with all the medications, they have not protected America. Then we've got our military, you know, General Mark Milley, nobody saw the war coming, and the entire Joint Chiefs of Staff. And then we've got Fauci, who is the one who really, they're in the government, went after and spent our money, got U.S. taxpayer money to fund this research into these horrible viruses, and had us.
Joe, I've got to give the number out. We're running 888-281-1110. 888-281-1110. 888-677-9673. 888-677-9673. All right, let me see. Where are we at here?
5,000.
Okay, so we need right now. We need approximately $2,000. We need approximately $2,000. Right now we've got 8 minutes. 8 minutes, we need $2,000. Somebody match my pledge for $1,000. Can we have four people match the pledge for $500? That's what we need. We need $2,000 right now, and we've only got 12 minutes left.
There are some people out there who God has blessed with professional practices, successful businesses, and that instead of spending money on political campaigns or other things, we reach more people than most of those political donations do, and we reach people who are activists who go out and vote.
So, let me tell you this here. Recently, Nicholas McQuaid, he's a former federal prosecutor, he was picked up as acting chief of the Justice Department Criminal Division. Now, Hunter Biden confirmed, he said he's put a stop to any investigation into Hunter Biden, and he was one of his lawyers. This is, you know, you talk about in-your-face corruption. It's in-your-face corruption. You know, again, you know, unbelievable how dirty that Justice Department has become.
Yeah, well, we know Hunter's laptop. They finally now show dozens of meetings between his dad and business partners. They keep finding stuff on that laptop from hell, they call it. And they keep showing where, you know, Hunter brought in people from China, other businesses to meet with dad. And all this information is out there. Remember the Hunter's Mexican billionaire partners, Carlos Slim and that Del Alasco. They came to the White House and the official VP, vice president's residence. I mean, we've got information now where we know our president is a liar, is a crook. And he keeps saying he knew nothing about Hunter.
And a pedophile.
And the pedophile. And we've got so much information, but everybody is, they're going to try and protect this crook, this traitor to America. And
Joe, we've got to make sure we have an election. We've got to have an election, and it'll come November. And, yeah. Folks, and Joe, we have to make sure the Republicans, we've got to stay on them, like, and get all of our people to make sure that they have the guts, they get some metal to stand up and go after these corrupt, all of those on that corrupt January 6th, the Liars Club, all of these people, that corrupt Justice Department, they need, and we have to be on top of those Republicans and encourage our people to put the fire to their feet to make them stand up and have some metal and do the right thing. So we're so tired of being betrayed, aren't we?
We've got to go protect all our local elections. You have to get involved. I know in my community we've got so many people wanting to get in, be poll watchers and work and help with the elections. And this needs to happen all over America. We need to be the ones in control. We need to have all our people there. We need to be willing when something isn't right to protest and demand it be fixed.
All right. Claudette in Brooklyn pledges 100. And Sue in Illinois pledges 500. Thank you, Claudette. Thank you, Sue.
We got a match. Thank you.
Yeah, so that one, we need two more 500 matches. No, actually, we need three more 500 matches. We need three more 500 matches out there. Okay, so there you go. We got two. Three more 500 matches. Tomorrow, the Jug County Tea Party. Tomorrow night, folks, July 19th at 6:30 p.m., meet the candidates for state committee. Each member running will share the reason why they are running. There's going to be a question and answer afterwards, and we will be showing a private screening of the documentary film 2000 Mules, showing the evidence of the election fraud for the 2020 election and how the election was stolen. I'm wondering what the Central Committee is. Great question. The Central Committee is like the operating board of the Republican Party. County Central Committee is designed to gauge the options or the opinions of the community on key issues, communicate them to the county level, and each county is to communicate up to the state and the positions and temperament of the Constitution. This hasn't been working very well recently, but many people at the county and state level are working hard to bring back power to the state. Okay, so folks, that's tomorrow. That is tomorrow at 6:30 p.m., and that is at the, well, do you know what? They didn't give the address here.
It's the Metz and Baum Center.
Yeah.
300 Cedar
Road. On Cedar Road.
Yeah, but they didn't give the address. I want you ladies to yell at those whoever didn't get the address right. Show me your power.
I believe it's 300 Cedar Road.
300 Cedar Road in Chesterland?
It's like 1500 Cedar Road or something along that line.
Okay.
That's a mom center.
It's got to be, it's actually about 1/4 mile west of Route 306 on Cedar Road. 1/4 mile west. Okay.
Use your smartphone and just plug in Metz and Bob Center. It'll take you
in Chesterland.
All right. Very good. Now we have Nick in Bridgeport. He pledges 100. Carol in Arkansas pledges 300 or 200, okay? Pledges 200. Now, we only got a couple minutes left. I'm not quite sure where we're, how far away we are. But I'm pretty sure we need at least two more $500 pledges, folks. Come on. You can do it. I'll make Craig stay here till after the program and wait till calls come in, and he's probably got a girlfriend or something he wants to go see, but no, he'll stay here waiting for your calls. There you go.
And, Pastor, if I could say, you know, in this last moment, that there are still people out there that are having post-long-haul COVID symptoms, you know, from even last year. And in my practice, I will receive your phone call. My number is 440-478-4073, and I'll be happy to speak with you, review your health program, and give you some recommendations on how to stay well. The top three things that you can do is, number one, stay hydrated. Drink half your body weight in ounces with filtered alkaline water. Number two, get rid of your microwave. Your microwave distorts the molecular structure of your water and also your food. So basically, lack of nutrition is a major issue.
All right, very, Joe, you've got 3 minutes.
One more time.
You've got 3 minutes, Joe. Give that invitation.
Okay. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh to the Father but by me. The only way to get to God, to get to the Father, is through the Son. That's John 14:6. And we know from Romans 6 that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ. And we know from Romans 3, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Now, we have a problem because man is sinful, God is perfect. But God told us, he said in John 3:16, that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever should believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him, might be saved. So we know from Romans 10:9, that if thou confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. There was this giant problem. Sinful man could not be in the presence of a holy, perfect God. So he sent his Son to pay the price for our sins. He went to the cross of Calvary. He took my sins and your sins, those who would accept his offer of mercy, and he paid the price. But we have to call upon the Father to receive that blessing, to receive his offer of mercy. We have to call upon the Father and from the heart confess our sins, that we're sorry for our sins. We're sorry that our sins forced him to send his Son, forced Jesus to go upon the cross and die for our sins. Repent, the first word that Jesus said in his ministry, we repent to the Father. And then we ask Jesus to come into our life, to be Lord of our life, all of our life, without reservation. And we ask him, you know, to be not only be Lord, but to send us the Holy Spirit. That's our spiritual baptism. That's our down payment on everlasting life. We become then the temple of God. We have the indwelling of God himself in us. And we become a born-again believer this way, a new creation.
Yep, and Joe, we are out of time for tonight. So, folks out there, as we do at this time every night, we want to say, good night.
Night.
God bless.
Bless.
And always
keep fighting the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.